Man of God, arise as a PPK, a priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family, and the king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join us as pastor and coach Gerald Benton encourages, leads, and teaches men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a PPK.
Good morning. As you can see the title, it's Turnaround, Loving the Unlovable. It's been a rough morning, just literally thinking about the process of learning to love again, and through that pain and through that process, what happened and how it happened is very emotional for me. This morning has been really very, very emotional to me. I've been shedding a lot of tears of some joy, some happiness, some hurt, some pain. My emotions kind of everywhere. But God was really wanting me to talk about loving the unlovable. This really was it's touching to me because it really deals with my wife and what my wife had to deal with, and to do for me to literally be where I am today. I know it was very hard for her to be able to do it because I didn't even love myself. So if I didn't even love myself, I didn't understand how she was going to love me. I didn't understand how she was going to do it. It wasn't a thing that it registered with me. So, but God starts, really start talking to me. I talked about yesterday, about the addictions and the lying spirit and all of these things that I had to turn around from, but getting to the place of literally loving somebody that had to go through all of that and to help them get through all of that, to love them through all of that. That's a place of just, torment to them. If you're walking, if you're going to walk through that in the natural, without having the guidance of the Holy Spirit and what God is saying to you, then you'll quit. You'll give up. You'll stop in the midst of that. That loving them wouldn't even be an option. You'll say it's too hard. That's ridiculous. But check this out. God forgives you every single day for something that you did. Literally every single day. He sent his son to pay a price for that very purpose. That very purpose. I can remember a time when we walked around with these bracelets and it says, "What would Jesus do?" Well, Jesus gave his life up for people that didn't even love him, people that didn't even like him, people that didn't even care for him. And they was his own people. They didn't even like him. So when we look at this situation, and I'm the person that causes the issue, looking at a person that I've hurt, that I've mistreated, that I've lied to, that I've cheated, all of these things that I try to destroy her, all of these things, and she still is going to love me. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy because if it was easy, everybody will do it. Because if you're not going to actually tap into, and I watched her have to tap into God and tap into the Holy Spirit to actually get the strength to actually do it. Because it was a place where, I don't think I can love him like that. But she started yielding. God says, "What do you want? You want me? Do you want my perfect will?" It wasn't even about me. It was that She had it was God working in her and working through her to give her the strength to be able to help me. That's what Christianity is about. It's about helping someone else. But if you're not in a place that you can actually help, then you're doing more hurt than you're doing help. And so it's in that place. And so I was sitting here and I'm like, God, you're talking about loving the unlovable. And that thing hurt me because I understood where I came from. I understood what my mindset was. I understood the damage that I caused. I understood how I was hurting her in such a traumatic way. And I'm saying, I don't even love myself, let alone believe that she can love me again. That was a very hard thing for me to swallow, hard thing for me to even digest, that she would be able to love me, you know, love me like Christ loved me. And that was one of the things that literally pushed her to do the things that she did, because the conversation that she had, and if you know her story, she talks about having a conversation with God about our son, and would you allow the enemy to take our son? She said no. And he said, well, Gerald is my son. Why are you allowing him? That was the different fight. There was the different place that she had to fight from. She wasn't fighting from a place that, oh, I just want my, I want my marriage. She was fighting because God says that this is my son and this is what I want. And it was like, I need you to love him. How could you pray for somebody that misused you? How could you pray for somebody that only way you're going to be able to do is if you tap into God and you understand that what God wants override how you feel. Our emotions and our feelings will get us trapped. Our emotions and our feelings will get us to feeling like, you know, I can't forgive 70 times seven. It doesn't even register in your mind. And then you will easily say it. Yeah, you'll say it because you know the scripture, because we're familiar with the scriptures. But are we so familiar with them that they're part of our life, that we're living them? It wasn't part of mine. I'm just being real. I knew the scriptures, but I wasn't living the scriptures. I knew the scriptures, but I wasn't applying the scriptures. But I started watching my wife literally do it. And then, you know, that it said that we should be a living epistle. That's exactly what I started seeing. Because if it lined up with what God wanted, that's what she was doing. If God said do it, that's what she was doing. If she was instructed by God to do it, that's what she was doing. If God said love him, even though he's doing this. If God says love him, even though he stood right in front of your face and lied. If God said love him, even if he mistreated you. If God said look, she was doing it. So that's where this place is. Loving the unlovable. And I'm like, okay, God, this is where we are. But he said, this is where I'm going to change your heart, because I'm going to teach you how to love again. I didn't even know, if I didn't love myself, how was I going to turn around and actually love her the way I'm supposed to love her, like Christ loved the church? The enemy has perverted the way that I'm supposed to love and how I was supposed to love. And he got me to a place where I couldn't even love myself. He got me to a place where my heart was so hard that I didn't even understand how to love. I didn't even understand how to give grace. I didn't understand how to forgive someone. I didn't understand that thing wasn't even on my mind. I was so trapped and so bound that I didn't even know how to love. Going through life, love was just, for me, love was sex. It wasn't a different act to me. It wasn't a biblical act. I wasn't using it as a biblical act. I can promise you that. That's why I was bound. That's why I was trapped. And then I let that thing get into my heart. So let me tell you something. Once you allow something to get into your heart, you're going to act it out. So if God is asking you to stay in a situation or pray in a situation, Or whatever he's asking you to do, there is a grace, there is a strength, there is a strategy, there is some wisdom that God is trying to give to you to actually to do what he's asking you to do. Some of this stuff is about a mustard seed. You know, do you even have a faith of a mustard seed? I mean, a mustard seed. Does anybody know what a mustard seed look like? And that's all he asking you to have is that faith. I don't care if it's whatever. It's a business deal. If it's your marriage, if it's your children, if it's a promise that God is giving you, and he asks you to just have some faith in it. But when the enemy comes, he comes to try to kill your state, your faith. He comes to try to wipe your faith right out of the way. Just wipe it out. Because what he does is he brings something that you can actually see, something that you can actually feel, something that you can actually do. But listen to that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. No, you ain't seen it, but it takes consistency to actually do something. You put a seed in the ground, do you get a product right then? As soon as you put it in the ground and you cover it up with dirt, do you get anything? No, because you have to water it. You have to water it. You have to water it. You have to believe that what you're watering is going to actually come out. You have to believe that what you're praying for is going to come out. You have to believe that what God is telling you to do is going to happen. You have to believe that God, if God is telling me to love somebody that's unlovable, that at some point and at some time, it's going to be a return out of that. I'm just trying to tell you. Wow. And I didn't even, I was the unlovable person. I was the unlovable person, but I'm watching a person that's really planning on walking this thing out every single day. My wife was watching me go through drugs. She was watching me lie. She was watching me cheat. She was watching me on pornography. She was watching me with all of these different, I mean, destroying our finances, destroying our life, destroying my children, destroying our family, just destroying stuff. I was a walking time bomb. I was just ticking, 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 ticking. And she had to love that. I'm saying that in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking about all of these things that she had to do and how difficult it had to be. But I understood that she had to go through a place of deliverance because she had to understand who God has called for her to be and what God has called for her to do. And I get it now because now I'm in a place where I have to do the same thing. I have to show grace. I mean, Jesus showed grace. He showed love to people that didn't even love him. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, God, you know, this has been an emotional morning. And to watch my wife and to know what my wife has done. And it's so many people, and I don't care. It's not just marriage, it's relationships. It's, you know, I had the same issue with loving my father, loving the people that hurt me. I wasn't in a forgiving place. I was angry, and I wanted to stay angry because it got into my heart, and I didn't want to forgive. I didn't want to forgive. So I got so angry. I got so bitter. I got so revengeful. I just wanted revenge on every and anybody. And I was doing it. I was doing it. And at the same time, my wife was trying to love me, seeing the destruction that I was causing, not only to them, but to other people. And she had to love me through it. Man, that thing wasn't, you know, did she fall sometimes? Yeah. Did she get mad sometimes? Yes. But let me tell you, over the time period, if she did, I mean, she instantly came back and said, I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that. I wasn't supposed to act like that. I wasn't supposed to respond like that. And that was just blowing my mind. That was blowing my mind because I understood how bad I was. And she was actually having to love me. Actually having to love me. And let me tell you, when you start reading Ephesians and you get to the love part of it, it holds no wrong. It has no grudges. And I didn't understand that. She started living that. She started living that in front of me. And can I tell you that loving me that way helped me to come from an unlovable place? It helped me to actually see that I can love myself again. Because if she can see something to love, to do and to love me, then I can actually come out of this. I can be delivered from a spirit of unlovable. So I started looking at myself deeply. I started looking at myself differently. God started speaking to me differently. My heart started feeling differently. It was one thing that I asked her to pray for. It was to pray for my heart. Why? Because I wanted to be able to love again. I wanted to be able to love my kids. I wanted to be able to do the right thing. I wanted to make right decisions. I wanted to love God the way God loved me. I had lost that. I had lost it. I lost it. But watching her love me gave me a chance. It gave me the insight of saying, this person is truly loving me like God loves me. This person is loving me like Christ loved me. I'm not saying she's Jesus or God, but I'm saying she tapped into a place that changed my life. You might say, oh my God, this is too hard. You don't understand. You don't understand my spouse. You don't understand my husband. You don't understand my wife. You don't understand my situation. I understand mine. And I understand what I had to go through. And God is not a respecter of person. And God, you know, say, oh, this is impossible. God is a God that specializes in things that are impossible. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all. God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask, according to the power that worketh in you. What is your power level? Where is your power level? What are you tapping into? If you ain't got the power of God, then no, you're not. No, you won't. Yes, you will say the wrong thing. Yes, you will do the wrong thing. Yes, you will give up because you're going to try to do it in your natural. And I was trying to do so much stuff in my natural that I was just failing. I was failing miserably. And she would know when she failed because if she did it in her natural, the results of it would be different. But when she did it what God say do, then she was getting a different answer. She was getting a softer heart. She was getting the answers that she needed. It's a place where God is asking you to surrender because he needs you in the earth realm. He's called for you to have an assignment for that person, for that spouse, for those people, for this thing. God has a plan for you. And a person like myself, we don't see that. I understood God had a plan for me. I'm not gonna lie. I understand God had a plan for me. But did you think that that's what I was working on? That I was working for? No. I wanted self-gratification. I was in a place where I was trying to destroy not only myself, but everything else. So who loves someone that's addicted? Who's going to love someone that's on drugs? Who's going to love someone that's a liar? Who's going to love someone that's working witchcraft? Who's going to love someone that doesn't even love their self? That's my mindset. That's what I was thinking. Who's going to love that person? And God said, I love you. I've never stopped loving you. And I couldn't understand why you love me so. He said, I gave my only begotten son for all of that. I put my son on the earth that he can see a living example of it. But not only I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna give you your wife, and your wife gonna be your living example. I'm gonna show her how to do it, and she's gonna live it in front of you. And this, you're gonna learn how to love again, and I'm gonna show you how to love again because I'm gonna soften your heart. And that's exactly what God did. So somebody's asking, how? You know how? It's the act of what, and I'm just, it was the act of what my wife was doing. This thing wasn't no joke. It was what she was doing. A lot of the prayers that she prayed, a lot of the way that she carried herself, even when I was acting like a donkey, I was acting a pure donkey, and she was still, sitting there like nothing's, like I hadn't said anything or I haven't done anything. And I'm like, dude, you really living this 70 times 7. You like really living this 70 times 7. And I was trying her 70 times 7. Not going to lie. I was trying her 70 times 7. I was trying to make it extremely hard because I was an evil dude. I was disrespectful. I was hard-headed. I was all of those things. And so I was trying to see if this thing was really real. Now when I look at my wife and I think about my wife, I think about this love, I get emotional. I really get emotional. And I get emotional because God really did it. He really did it. He really did it. He really changed me. He really changed me with the help of my wife. Because I'm a visual person. I had to see it. You can sit there and talk about that stuff all day long. You can say I'm changed. And I wasn't home. And she was saying all of this stuff. I'm like, yeah, right. I ended up coming home and I saw it. I saw it every day. And I knew it was real because I was doing things to see if it was going to stay real. I was doing things because, you know, I was a mean dude. I was unlovable. I wasn't loving myself. So I was just being spiteful to see if this was going to be real or if this was going to change. But it was something that she was dedicated to doing. She was dedicated to walking this thing out. She was dedicated to what God wanted her to do. Not what I wanted to do. She was more dedicated to what God wanted her to do. And what God wanted was for us to be together. She could have cared less about that. She could have been like, I'm good. I'm gone. I don't need all of that, man. But she kept fighting. She kept fighting. She kept pushing. She kept praying. She kept declaring. She kept praying. She kept declaring. She kept praying. She kept declaring, even though she wasn't even seeing anything. She wasn't even seeing it. She wasn't seeing it. Then all of a sudden, things start happening. Things start happening. This was a long period of time. It wasn't no time limit on God. How long did I have to do this? Why do I have to do this so long? I'm praying, but ain't nothing happening because we praying and we putting a time limit on it. We praying and it ain't from a pure heart. You know, you have to check the heart of the matter. You know, if our heart is not right towards God concerning what we're praying for, then you need to be asking, why isn't it my prayers are hitting the bullseye? Sometimes God is always speaking. Is that are we really listening, and will we really actually do it? And I watch my wife really and truly tap in to God. And now she's on a whole nother level of it where we are now, because we are connected. So now she's in a whole nother level. I mean, like a whole nother level. She lays down and she wakes up with new vision, new instructions. And I'm sitting there like, okay, God is constantly getting ready to give her. She's in a season of getting instructions. And she's just so in tune and with God, what God wants and how God wants it. I'm like, okay, I hear you, God. I'll do this. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to ask her. But when she wakes up, she's going to have some instructions. And so now you put what I showed you and these instructions together, and you put it together, and then you walk it out. The enemy tried to destroy that from the beginning. He wanted us to not love each other. He wanted us to not be in agreement. He's always tried to break the covenant between me and my wife, and literally and me and God, because God is a God of order. And so if he breaks the covenant between me and God, and I don't have no connection with God, then God has to be able, because we all have our own relationship with God. So, but when we're in a family, God wants to put it in order. But if the man is out of place, then what God is dropping down will drop into the woman, because the man is out of place. And I was out of place and out of pocket for a very long time. So my relationship with God wasn't even a lovable place. But God was loving me and I ain't even love him. Now that was crazy. Me and God had some bad conversations. But God was still loving me and patient with me and protecting me in my stupidity. And I'm just being real. I was stupid. I was at a stupid place. And I spend majority of my day apologizing to God. And God said, you don't have to apologize to me. I still love you. I love you then and I love you now. And if we're supposed to be in the image and likeness of God, then whatever this situation looks like, God is still expecting you to love. It's like having to go and just read Ephesians again and understand love, understand love, understand love, understand love, and get it into your heart. Like, get it into your heart that not only are you reading it, but you're willing to walk that thing out every single day, every moment of the day, because the enemy will try to come and steal that word. That's why God said, hide the word in your heart. That's why the word says it. Hide it in your heart. Heart. Hide it in your heart. So if you hiding all God's word in your heart, the word of God in your heart, the devil can't be putting the stuff in your heart because it's already full. That's why when he comes, he can't find nothing in you. He can't find a place in your heart. He can't find a place in your mind because you're thinking on positive things. You're thinking on these things that are pleasant. You're thinking on these things that are good. You're thinking on these things that can get into your heart and fill your heart up, that you're able to love somebody that's not even lovable. And ultimately bring them to Christ to help them see something different, to help them feel something different. So listen, I'm not to be on here alone, but I just had to. And God, I mean, this morning was a real, real tearjerker because of my wife. So I love my wife. I love what my wife has done. I love the way God is using her. I love And I'm saying this because I used to hate my wife. I didn't always love her like this. You hear me saying I love my wife, but I didn't always love my wife. But I see my wife differently. I understand my wife differently. So I love my wife differently. So if you're saying, well, my husband not here, my husband hates me. Yeah. I wasn't there either. I hated mine too. But let me tell you something. Covers. I had a multitude. I had a lot. So love them through it. Love them like they've never been loved before. Treat them like they've never done anything. Watch what you get out of it. Watch the response you get out of it. Watch it. Watch it. And if you don't know, look up Geraldine Yvette. Go to GeraldineYvette.com. Go to Facebook and listen to some of Yvette's tips. She has a special anointing, a special place with God when it comes to this situation. When it comes to marriage, when it comes to family, when it comes to the help meet suitable. That help meet suitable saved my life. That help meet suitable loved me when I was unlovable. Cared for me when I didn't even care for myself. Yvette Benton, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are truly, truly, truly sent by God to help. Now, thank you for helping me and helping me to understand that I have the ability to love again. I have the ability to love God the way God needs to be loved. I have the ability to do the things that God has called for me to do. Your teaching anointing has truly been a blessing to me and to others. But I thank you. I thank you for the work that you put in. I thank you for the prayers. I thank you for the declarations. Thank you for these hard talks that we have to have. I just thank you. And so I'm spending this time thanking her because there was work that had to be put in for this place, for this place. So I encourage you, don't give up. Don't quit. If God told you to do it, then please do it. Please do it. Don't stop, because God has a plan. God has a plan. And I'm telling you, God's plan is better than our plan. God's plan will do what it said it would do. Don't deter. Don't get off of it. Don't get frustrated. Don't get irritated. And don't quit, because God has a plan. And sometimes the plan just don't look the way you want it to look. It takes longer than what you expect for it to take, because some of it is about what we're learning in it. Where's our faith level? Are we strong enough? Can we, when it comes back, and when it comes to rubber hits the road, will you fight the way you're supposed to fight? Or will you see something and be like, this ain't gonna change? Then your word, your vocabulary change. It goes back to the old place, and it doesn't go. God is always wanting you to speak something different. Speak life and not death. There's power in your tongue. There's power in your words. So what are we speaking? And my wife used to speak some powerful things over me. Powerful things, things that I didn't even know she was doing until I came back, and we had an opportunity to talk about it. And she was saying some of the prayers that she prayed over me, some of the things that she was praying for encouragement, that when any day that I was weak and not able to fight the way I needed to fight, she was putting prayers in the atmosphere, and sometimes I was connected to them. And it was making me, think about my family, think more about God, even read the Bible. And even in times where I didn't even want to do it, but I found myself doing it. You don't understand, and you don't even know what God can be doing on your behalf if you're obedient to doing what God asks you to do. So if he asks you to pray for them, then you just pray for them. You don't know what your prayers are doing until you see the manifestations of it. And then the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance. You remember you was praying this prayer on this day, and this is what was happening in his life. Do you remember when he asked you to do this or to say this? This was happening in his life. And it's like, you might want to understand the power of connecting with God, connecting with the Holy Spirit, understanding what you just do it. Like literally, just do it, because it's a place of obedience. Will you be obedient to his will and his way? Will you be obedient to the instructions that he give you? For a time, sometimes it might be a season. For it might be now. It might be for later. But you don't even know. You just need to be obedient, and then have faith of a mustard seed to believe that whatever God is asking you to do, that it will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will prosper. So fight, please. Fight for the unlovable. Yes, I know. You get tired. You get angry. You get mad, you get depressed, you get all of those things, and the enemy just loving it. He loving it, because if he can get you to that place and he can get that in your heart, you'll walk away from the relationship, you'll walk away from the situation, you'll walk away from anything and feel okay about it. If God ain't tell you to walk away, if God ain't saying do it, then you got, there's something in you that God needs to bring forth. There's something in you that God is trying to strengthen, trying to use you to be able to bring salvation to another individual, to show them the love of God. Listen, man, the love of God, man, opens eyes. The love of God opens hearts. I'm telling you, the love of God. If you operate in the love of God, so we read that Ephesians with that love. I'm telling you, that thing, God ain't playing about that love. That's just what he said. I sent my only begotten son. I love you so much that I gave you my son. Think about that. Think about that. And then Jesus did the same thing. He gave his life. He loved us so much that he would give his life for us. Life. One gave son, one gave life. Love one another. Pray for one another. It seems so simple. But when the enemy comes and brings turmoil into it, it seems like it's the hardest thing ever. But God says, I've given you the strength. I've given you the instructions to love again, to love the unlovable, love the unlovable, care for the uncared. If they don't care for themselves, you still care for them. They don't love their self, you still love them. I'm that person that was unlovable. And my wife just loved me through it. Was it hard? Yes. Yes. Not saying it was easy. Was there times when she probably wanted to quit? I'm sure. But she didn't want to disappoint God. It was more about God than it was more about me. So she didn't want to disappoint God. So that's where my life is now. I don't want to disappoint God. It ain't about my wife. I don't want to disappoint God anymore. I spent half of my life disappointing God. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be in right place. That if I'm lined up with God, then everything that I'm supposed to do, I'm able to do. My wife is happy. My family is happy. My family is restored. Our life is restored. The things that we're supposed to do is restored. Because I have a better relationship with God now. I have a better relationship with God now. And every day I seek his face. I seek his kingdom. Every day I just need him to orchestrate my steps, because I always want to be in right standings with God. I always want to be a righteous man. That's the coming out of the unlovable place. Understanding that God loved me so much, that he walked with me through all of this old crazy stuff that I was doing. Because he would always say, Gerald, I'm right here. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes I'm telling him to be quiet. And sometimes I'm like, why are you here? Why are you sitting here with me while I'm doing drugs? Why are you sitting here with me while I'm sitting here drinking? Why are you actually talking to me while I'm in this place? Because he always wanted me to come out. Because there was a bigger plan and I couldn't understand the bigger plan. There's a bigger plan than the situation that you're in. So fight, 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 fight the good fight of faith. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Stay in your faith. Faith helps. It helps. It helps. Listen to me. It helps. So build your faith up. Have faith in God and what God is saying. And love the unlovable. Help them. Don't give up on them. Just help them. They're not there. Just pray for them. Pray, God, who is he? What is his name? What gifts does he have? What is it that who are you calling him? Whatever prophetic word that was spoken over him. He is the priest, prophet, and king. Yes, he is the head of the home. He is the head and not the tail. You know what a husband is. You start praying that. You pray it until you see it. And when you see it, you protect it. Help meet suitable. That means you're suitable to help the one that you are assigned to. I'm just saying. So, with that being said, please love the unlovable. Love the one that God has assigned you to. Help the one that God has assigned you to. Pray for the one that God has assigned you to. Please. Because I'm telling you, there is victory at the end of it. I'm living proof. I'm living proof. My wife brings the help. And my life brings hope. So if you can't hope in anything, just see me. I'm a living proof of that. You know my testimony. You know my story. You know where I've come from. You know the things that I've done. She tells you, I tell you, and there's some other stuff that I've done and said and God just hasn't had me to release it. But when he does, it's like, dude, you got any more stuff inside of you? You don't, you have you not done anything? I mean, done some. Like I said, man, I was operating. I had like legions. It was a lot of stuff that I had to be delivered from and constantly have to work on deliverance because I know the enemy hates me. I know what the enemy is trying to do, not only to me, but to my family. So I have to protect my family. I have to protect the things that God has placed in my care. And so this thing is weighty, you know? So I had to have he wanted me to really and truly not be able to love. Then I wouldn't love what I was doing. I wouldn't be able to love the people that he assigned me to. I'll be like, if you gonna act this way, then you go about your business. It was quick to cut you off. But now I can't cut you off. I can't just give up. I can't just quit because my wife showed me what fighting means, what fighting can do. And so anytime I see someone that is struggling, especially with something that I had to struggle with, that I see them struggling, I got compassion to be able to help. Jesus was moved by compassion. He was moved by compassion. He was moved by the things that was coming. He was moved by that. That was that place. That was that place. So you sit here thinking, oh, I can't, you're like me. You are me. I can't get past this. They're not going to love me because I did this. I did this. Man, start loving yourself. Figure out how to love yourself. Get to a place where you love yourself again. And then you watch God do the rest. Because if my wife can love me through the hell that I put her through the stupid stuff that I put her through, and she stayed when she really didn't have to. Because God gave us that. She said, you can go. But if you want my perfect will, then it's with Gerald. It's with that. It's with my son. So now what are you willing to do for my son, to help me with my son? And that's when she went into her mode. That's when she went into help meet suitable. She left being a wife. She became a help meet suitable. That means she put on her boots. She put on her army gear. She put on her armor. She got weapons. She got set for warfare. She got set to fight because she understood that no longer is this a physical fight. Is this a flesh and blood fight? But she understood that this is spiritual warfare. And I ain't going to allow the enemy to just take God's son and take my husband and run rampant with him. That's not going to happen. And so I watched her boot up. I watched her gird herself up. I watched her grab her ammunition, and I watched her fight for me. I watched her pray for me. I watched it. This thing was consistent. This just wasn't a one-time thing, and let's see if it changed. No, she girded herself up. She girded herself up, and out of it, she didn't even know. Out of it, she was birthing out a new thing. A new thing. No longer is it just a wife. A wife is a contract. Listen, a help meet suitable, that's a covenant. That means you got to do something. That means there's a sacrifice that has to be made. There's a sacrifice that has to be made. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? Are you willing to make a sacrifice to do something that you don't even see? Something that doesn't even look right, sound right. Doesn't even go. It goes against everything that you know. Goes against everything that has been said to you. Are you willing? Because my wife was willing. I was able to come out of hell. I was able to come out of the death and destruction. I was able to come out of these things. Yes, God delivered me. Yes, God gave me all the strength that I need. But I'm telling you, I could not have done it without Jesus, the Word of God, and my wife. Because my wife did something, and they said, you know, the Bible says a sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. And my wife was going to work. She was planning on sanctifying me. She was going to live a life of the Bible. She was going to be that walking epistle. She was going to be that one that operate in the spirit of love. She was going to be the one that operated in a covenant manner that I'm willing to do. I'm willing to make sacrifices for. And she did. She made sacrifices in her vocabulary. She wasn't speaking to me wrong. She started calling me a king. She started not just calling me the king, but she was treating me like a king. She was treating me, and that thing just changed my life. That thing that changed my perspective of how I looked at her, how I talked to her, how she sounded to me. I'm just telling you. If you don't know my wife, you need to get to know my wife. Her name is Yvette Benton. And she has a military now that's called SWAT, and it's Spiritual Warfare Arsenal Training. That was birthed out of her. That was birthed out of what God has put inside of her. That was birthed out of the help me, because she is out there. I mean, she's fighting. She is training up women to fight like never before. There's, man, I'm so proud. Babe, I'm proud of you. Thank you so much. You're doing what God says do. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So once again, thank you for joining. I'm Gerald, part of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, the gym. You can go to the website and look around the website. We have all kinds of information on there. We're on YouTube. Make sure you go to our YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Benton, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and check out the resources that are on YouTube. And listen, please, if you don't do anything, if you don't get anything out of it, go to Ephesians and read on love. I don't even know the chapter of it. Angel, can you put that up for me? If go and just and read on love, like literally, just read on love, and watch what love get, just living that. Watch what it does to your situation. You'll see it differently. You'll see it differently. We read it and we just familiar with it. But do we live it like it's a part of our life? I watched my wife do it, and now I'm able to do it. And now I live my life that way. I love them. I love the unlovable. I look for the unlovable because I want to show them love. I want them to see something different. I want them to know that someone actually does love them. And that they can actually come out of everything that the enemy has told them that they can't come out of. That's my lane. Thank you, Jill. I appreciate it. I was even in the wrong book. 1 Corinthians. Thank you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to lead you wrong. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Listen, love. Please love. Please, 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 please. I can't even say that enough. Don't let the enemy take your love. Don't let the enemy take your ability to love. All right? So, once again, thank you for joining me. Go check out the website. Go check out the YouTube channel. My wife does sips and tips at night. I think it's like 11 o'clock. Those tips are helpful. They come from a Help Me Suitable book. And so if you are a helpmeet that is looking to be suitable, then you might want to inbox her, check her out, check out the website, and do the things that you need to do. Yep, your armor. Put your armor on. Armor up. Come on. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. No longer are we letting the enemy just destroy us. It's time to fight back. So take your marriage back. Take your spouse back. Take your family back. Take your joy back. Take your peace back. Take back everything that the enemy has stole from you. Take it back. Please, take it back. So gird up, fight, let's go. All right? Once again, I'm going to say it probably 3 times. Thank you for joining me. Have a blessed day. And remember to love and to fight. Be blessed.